Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We now return to Cordishy and Coit.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM, WEEI. Scott Cordishy, Nick Coit with you. Couple of things, Nick, before we get right back to the phone calls. Number one, Billy Andrade, after one round of the Champions Tour return to action, shares the lead. He is at 6 under par along with Tommy Armour III.
Wow.
Out at Warwick Hills Golf and Country Club in Grand Blanc, Michigan. I think it's the Ally Challenge. But the Champions Tour returned this week, and Billy Andrade on top after the first of three rounds.
So good to hear it. Love when that
go
happens.
Go Billy.
Yeah, seriously.
Come on, man. Get that on ABC6. Let's go, Coit. He's a local guy.
I'm not working this weekend. You can tell Ian. Take it up with him, man. He handles the weekends.
And then the other thing, so JP mentioned that Leslie Nielsen movie, and it got me to thinking of, like, underrated funny movies, like ones that never made, like, my two of my all-time favorites are Animal House and Caddyshack, right?
I mean, yep.
for just absolute laughs, great movies, those two rank at the very top of my list. I love those two movies. But I'll give you two underrated movies that never really made it big, but that I thought were super funny, or at least to me they were. Number one was Midnight Run with Charles Grodin and Robert De Niro. De Niro was a bounty hunter, and he was trying to bring Charles Grodin from New York back out to California.
Oh, goodness.
That was hilarious.
Yep.
And then there was one called Wise Guys with Danny DeVito and Joe Piscopo. And they were like low-level workers for the Newark, New Jersey mob, I think it was. And, oh, my God, it is really – you know who was in it? You're a wrestling fan. You remember Captain Lou Albano?
Of course.
Captain Lou was Frank the Fixer in that movie. Oh, my God.
Scott, did you know he was also Cyndi Lauper's manager, and that's how the rock and wrestling connection happened?
Oh, well, I knew he was Cyndi Lauper's manager, but I didn't know that's how the rock and wrestling connection happened.
I love the Scott's reaction. Wait a minute. Let me think about that for a second.
Got to access stuff he hasn't thought about in 30 years.
You want
Joe, have you seen the movie Wise Guys?
I watched it with my dad years ago.
Dude,
but
I'm telling you.
I need to rewatch
it. You got to watch it. It is hilarious.
So
hilarious.
I'm trying to think of underrated comedies. You know?
Those two are on top of my list for underrated comedy movies that, you know, never really got the spotlight like an Animal House or a Caddyshack did. But, Wise Guys and Midnight Run.
Yeah, and I have my favorites, too. I think of the classics to me. I mentioned Airplane earlier, but I love Airplane. I laugh at so many moments in that movie. Every time it's... When a movie really sticks with you is when you see, like, somebody that was in the movie, and that's what you instantly think of. Anytime I see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, that's what I think of, his Airplane. My dad says, you don't play hard enough. No, my name's Roger Murdoch. You know, oh, my God. Like, the whole thing is, I could go through line after line. Underrated comedies. You know, one that's modern that's underrated to me, because I feel like every time I talk about it, because it is one of my top five favorite funny movies now.
Meet the Millers?
No, not that one. I know you love that one.
That was pretty funny.
Have you seen The Other Guys with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg? You've never seen The Other Guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I think I have seen that.
Oh, my gosh, Scott.
Yes, that is good.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I will talk about this movie, and people are like, oh, that's funny. Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg, I've never seen it. I'm like, what? You've never seen it? It is hysterically laugh-out-loud funny. Like, those guys are great in it.
That was the first movie they did together, too, before the Daddy's Home movies.
And the Daddy's Home, all those are like meh. Like, the other guys nails it. Like, Samuel L. and The Rock in there as cops.
That first scene.
Rob Riggle and Wayne as cops. Like, Michael Keaton as the captain is absolutely hysterical.
The TLC
like,
reference.
It is, oh my gosh. Like, I absolutely love that movie as an underrated comedy. I'm trying to think if there's some others. You know, one that I really like, and maybe, I don't know if it's underrated, maybe it's just like, because I was always a big Sandler guy. I really like the Sandler movies, and some people, everybody tries to kind of figure out where the cutoff was of like his great comedies early in his career, and then sort of there was kind of a drop-off there. I was a big fan of Anger Management with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Some people don't like that movie. The Goose Fraba thing, like the cameos in that movie, I love that movie. I really do. I think it's absolutely hysterical.
How about City Slickers? You remember that one?
I never saw City Slickers.
Oh,
I didn't. And
it.
I know Billy Crystal's great. Yeah. Yeah, I'll have
Legend
to see that.
Legend of Billy's Gold.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. I always saw previews for that because I think it was on the VHS of one of the old baseball movies I had. It was like Little Big League or
something.
Sounds
like a Superstation watch.
Yeah, right. That's funny. Oh, Superstation. That's funny.
So now that we've gone completely off the rails too. when I was watching golf the other day too, the Geico commercial with DJ Khaled.
Another one.
That's really good.
Yeah, it is. I got
that word, Dev.
Couple of texts here. Young Frankenstein. That's not underrated to me. That's just an absolute classic. Young Frankenstein is an absolute classic.
Yeah.
That's Mel Brooks, man. Like, that's, oh, man. Eight Crazy Nights, historical Sandler movie. It was animated. I don't know why so many people don't like that. You know, I've never seen Eight Crazy Nights, to be honest.
Nor have I. No.
Is it? Okay. I mean, I'm a Sandler guy, so I'd give it a chance. I would.
It's worth it. I mean, it's cute if you watch it with kids. Yeah. It's not one of his best, but
okay.
I like it.
All right. Okay, that's you got my wheels spinning now, Scott. Thinking about great comedies.
Yeah, so that's all. I didn't mean to bring it up, but I love these topics. When he brought up that Leslie Nielsen movie, it made me start to think. Okay,
yeah,
look at some underrated funny movies.
I found a list that puts What About Bob underrated.
Oh, that's underrated. Well,
I know, right?
In a way, maybe it is. It's one of my favorites. That's Bill Murray is fantastic. The contrast between Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh man. That's yeah.
Did you
that's
like
a great one.
You mentioned Billy Crystal earlier because I brought up City Slicker. Did you mention Analyze This?
I didn't. No, I've never seen it to be honest. Those
oh,
movies.
That's Analyze This and Analyze That were two pretty good
ones. Okay,
yes.
I'll put that on the list. That's great. One team we haven't talked about, Scott, to wrap up the show. We've talked about everybody else, but we kind of hinted at the Boston Bruins, who
3 o'clock tomorrow,
which is great.
Against the Flyers.
Man. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I hope Tuca plays better than he played against Columbus the other night.
I knew that was coming.
Well, you should have because he stunk. Okay, how many goals did Tuca give up? The answer is 3 in a game and a half, in a period and a half. How many games did Yaroslav Halak give up? The answer is 0. They scored an empty netter at the end. Okay.
I would put a couple of those goals on guys not getting back on defense. I would. That especially that first one. Corrali was a step behind his guy. Like what are you supposed to do there? Like that one I don't put on Tuca.
How about come up big for a change? Right?
I knew that.
You know that look Tuca Rask may go down as if not the greatest, one of the greatest goaltenders in Bruins history. When you look at the longevity and how he's been consistently good year after year after year, but the one hole in his resume is what does he do come playoff
the
time?
Big one.
Can he win the big one? That's right. And that's, I'm sorry, but that's a part of his resume. It is.
It is. Absolutely. It absolutely is. And there's been many occasions where he hasn't. And I get it. I really do. I'm not going to judge him on an exhibition after not playing for 4 months. I'm not going to judge him too hard. I take the positives, which were David Pastrnak basically didn't practice. He had a couple practices, obviously, this week, but for a couple weeks he was behind his teammates in terms of getting on the ice, and he scores a goal like that.
I mean, that was that was some nifty stuff, man. He's just there's just pure talent there. So
yeah,
it, that was
shows
great
you
to see
how good he is.
Oh,
I mean, he could take.
I'll say this too. Jack Studnicka, that kid. I know he's a young player, so defensively there's some ways to go. But there were some really good chances for him the other night, and it's because of his talent, too. And I wonder, I know they're trying to get Andre Kasha and Richie back to maybe put them on the second line with Krejci and DeBrusk, but if this Studnicka thing works out here, the kid played pretty well in Providence this year. If you feel like he can give you an opportunity for scoring on the second line, I think I keep him there, Scott.
You know what? And I don't disagree with that. I had a question for you. Have you heard anything on Marchand?
He got
banged up against Columbus, and it didn't look good.
Right.
In his last shift on the ice, he was kind of limping around there. Man, I hope he's all right.
Cassidy downplayed it after the game. He just said it's not that serious. Neely didn't have much yesterday. Neely spoke to the media. He said there's no update. So I guess we'll find out either if he shows up to practice today or tomorrow for the game. But Cassidy downplayed it, so I don't know what to think. But he didn't come off the ice, which is a good sign. I know he was kind of grimacing and whatnot, but yeah, and you don't want that to happen in an exhibition of all things, too. But I'm not going to worry just yet. We'll see.
So what do you think about this? How many games are they playing? Is it four?
It's three. It's three. It's the four teams in a round robin, so it's three for seeding, and then they'll go right into the playoffs.
So they're pretty much, I mean, they're not going to lose the number one seed, right? I mean, or
they could. It's all based on these results.
So they throw the regular season out the window, what they've done?
Yeah. What they determine.
So whoever has the most points out of this round robin is the number one seed. Yeah. I don't believe that. Because the Bruins, to me, have earned the number one seed.
Of course.
Throughout the course of the long season, they've earned it.
But the thing with the, and we've talked about this, but the thing with the seeding here is that there's no, it's matchup, it's a matchup thing, but it's not a, home ice advantage. It doesn't really play too much to that because you're playing in a bubble. So,
tell it to the Celtics last night.
You got the officials like you do, but in that regard, it doesn't totally hurt them, but it matchup wise you want to get maybe a more higher seed because you don't want to play a tough team like a bad matchup like somebody in that 5-8 range or whoever comes out of that those first rounds. So it stinks because of the President's Trophy's winners, so they should be able to play the worst team that comes into the postseason, but I don't know. It is what it is. Everybody's adapting to it. I think the Bruins got over it by now. Just go out there and prove that you are a good team and go win a couple games and get a good seed. That's all.
All right. As we wrap it up, I'm going to play to yours and Joey P's love of professional wrestling.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with Michael Parenti? You know who he is, right?
Works
for CES.
Of course.
Jimmy Birchfield.
Of course.
Right?
Does a great job.
I worked with him at WBOB back in the day.
Yep.
Yep, good guy. Despite being a Yankee fan, I like Mike.
I love his passion. He is such vitriol for the Yankees, though. It's so funny to watch. He gets fired up about them like we do about the Red Sox bullpen sometimes.
True.
It's funny.
True.
It's really funny.
You're right. He is good.
The
he
other
calls
side
it
of the
like
coin,
it is
guys.
When it comes,
he does.
Comes to his Yanks. Yeah. So check this out. He just put this on Twitter.
Okay.
He retweeted a tweet from Blue Dakota.
Okay.
And it shows here's the full card for WrestleFest 1988. Okay, that's before it was called WrestleMania. And Michael Parenti put,
that
this
sounds
is
like an independent show, Scott.
Yeah, well, it may have been. It was. It was at Milwaukee's County Stadium.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's an independent show. That's not related to WWF.
All right, so, well, here's Hulk Hogan against Andre the Giant in a steel cage match.
Oh,
and then the WWF Championship title match between Randy the Macho Man Savage and the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase.
Everybody's got a price, baby.
How great is that card right there?
Nick Coit is a Million Dollar Man fan.
You like that laugh? I love the Million Dollar Man. Oh, man, he was I love that the Million Dollar Man was the guy that introduced The Undertaker to everybody. That's always such an underrated moment to me. He's the guy that brought him out for the first time. And then
Bruce Pritchard as the manager, but it was DiBiase introducing
it
him
was.
As the Fire
It
Series
was, and I love
partner.
The announcers, too. He walks out, and you're like, holy cow! Was that Gorilla?
Who was that?
Yeah, I think it was Gorilla Monsoon on commentary.
All right, all right. That's a heck of a card. I'm looking at it, Scott, right now. You got Demolition and the British Bulldogs. You got the Honky Tonk Man, and you got Hacksaw. You got Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hey-o!
Wow, that's cool, yeah. Man. That's cool. Yeah, you really did play to our interest there, Scott.
So there you go.
That's how I end the show right there.
Hulk and Andre, though. That's fantastic.
I didn't even click on the picture. You're right. Wow, look at those other names down there.
Unbelievable.
Holy moly. Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Wait a minute.
Junkyard Dog, the Killer Bees.
Look at the undercard. The Ultimate Warrior versus Bobby the Brain Heenan.
They actually did that match a lot, Heenan being the weasel. They did it in WWF a couple times.
That's great.
Jake the Snake against Ravishing Rick Rude. How about that?
$25 tickets? Sign me up. Front row, man.
Oh, my God.
Back in the day. That's great.
Good stuff.
Yep.
All right, that'll do it for us. Don't forget, Mark and Kitchen come your way next from 9 to 11 here on 103.7 FM WEEI. Thank you to Joey P. on the other side of the glass. Great job, Joe, this morning. Laura Minicucci for putting that great open together and grabbing us ESPN Boston's Mike Reese. We thank Mike for joining us as well. For Nick Coit, my name is Scott Cradishy. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. This is Cradishy and Coit.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.